The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hour number four, Jimmy Sengenberger here with you. News Talk 710 KNUS. Indeed, I'm filling in for George live at the Western Conservative Summit 2023. We're right outside the Belco Theater at the Colorado Convention Center. Folks still arriving as the show is getting underway inside the theater. 303-696-1971. Is our telephone number as we follow some different news stories of the day, including in the last hour, the insanity of the Denver Public Schools Board of Education, which absolutely lost its marbles on Monday when it disintegrated into a complete and utter clown show. Let's go to cut one here. This is the president of the school board, Sochi Gaitan, basically versus Michelle Quattlebaum, the secretary of the board, and good old Tay Anderson, vice president, not acting very vice presidential, but it was a complete breakdown in civility and civil discourse. Let's listen to cut one.
Thank you, Dr. Smith, for that information.
Secretary Quattlebaum, you didn't have the floor.
I do want to go back to
Secretary Quattlebaum, you did not have the floor.
I do want to go back
Secretary
to what I mentioned.
Let her speak.
And that is
you did not have the
that
floor.
Our black students, by and large, this topic
don't cut
is
her
too
mic.
Important.
Do not cut her mic.
For us.
Do not cut her mic.
This
please
topic,
cut everyone's mic. Dr. Marrero has the floor.
This topic is too important. Do you
please. Please, Dr. Marrero has the floor.
Dr. Marrero, please. Finish, but
please.
I do have something about oppression that I want to share as well.
This topic.
Do not cut her mic off.
Please.
Do not cut her mic off. Put her mic back on.
Please, you're being very disrespectful.
No, you cannot cut please people's mics lower off and silence voices you don't want to hear.
Lower.
I don't need that. This topic is too important.
That's not okay. That is oppressive.
That is oppressive. It is oppressive to cut off the mic of a board member who is speaking out of turn and out of line. 303-696-1971, our telephone number. Let's go to Joan in Golden. Joan, you're on 710 KNUS with Jimmy and for George. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yes, my name is Joan. I'm a retired Denver Public School teacher, began teaching in 1995, and it's all about Robert's Rules of Order.
Mm.
And my experience was going to different PTA meetings, going to different teacher meetings, in-service, and all of a sudden expecting Robert's Rules of Order. There were none. It was, we do this by consensus. And then it seems to be manipulation for a predetermined outcome.
Mm.
And if that is not being taught, then this is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Total disrespect for authority.
Mm.
And something in a logical, reasonable order. I'm experiencing this with my homeowners association. And once again, needing to relearn about how you do things respectfully, in order, and kind
like
of
adults.
Accepting. This is how, yes,
like adults, Joan.
Like adults.
So I want to go back real quick because you mentioned this idea of showing basic respect and acting appropriately in cut four. This is the other day when I was filling in for Deborah Flora. I had in studio Avertis Simmons, longtime Denver civil rights activist, and he said the following in cut four at the tail end of the interview, sort of in summary, and I want to get your reaction to this, Joan. Take a listen. Cut four.
How in the world can DPS
asked the students of DPS to do the right thing where they won't do the right thing. They are in disarray. And so it was shameful what happened last night. I think I said that. But, you know, our black and brown community need to get together. And, you know, if we got to all get the same kind of T-shirts like they had last night, whatever, you know, makes us all one. At the end of the day, we
Billy,
want our
we can,
kids
we
to
can
be
stop
safe.
The clip there.
And
I think,
you know, those kids.
What Alvertus was saying there was just like, set an example, model the appropriate behavior, Joan, for students and also for the staff that work for the district.
Yeah, absolutely. I applaud him. Yeah. It is, and I experienced so much disrespect as a teacher from students. In fact, at one school where there was, where I was, there was a gun situation. And as a teacher, being in this, you know, directing kids to where they needed to go, and the eighth grade boys are not listening to you, ma'am, and walked the other way. And luckily, there was a Denver Public School police officer in the building, and he said, "Excuse me, your teacher told you to go this way, not your way."
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a long time coming, this fist of five to make a decision about something, and it's total manipulation for a predetermined outcome.
Yeah, so, and anyway. I want to play just with
sad.
What you were saying, one more clip. This is cut three. Alvertus Simmons was testifying before the school board in public comment, and I just think what you're saying was so encapsulated well by him directly to the school board.
Yes.
Take a listen, cut three.
I come here to show my support for SROs. Well, this is a clown show. All this bickering back and forth. People don't want to respect authority. That's why the kids don't respect, because y'all don't. Sit down. Everybody got their opportunity. Let folks go about their business and everybody be respectful. So everybody's got to show respect to get their point across, and then we got to do something about it. School board, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself.
And he said that right to the school board, which was about damn time, in my view, for somebody to say that directly at a meeting, Joan.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hear, hear. Good. Keep saying it.
A lot more needs to be said to that board. Hey, I appreciate the call, Joan. Thank you. 303-696-1971. I will say the most laughable thing was how both Tay Anderson and Michelle Quattlebaum were crying racism and white supremacy. That's what was going on when their mics were cut. It had nothing to do with the fact that they were being belligerent. They were speaking out of turn. They were far from modeling appropriate behavior for leaders of any institution. Again, even the board of dog catchers. You know, Tay Anderson would lead to dysfunction right there. It is the antithesis of the kind of behavior you should be modeling for students. Plain and simple. Check out my column, by the way. Denver Gazette today. Denver School Board's clown show tells all. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number if you want to join in to the festivities. One thing that I find really interesting has been the wildfire smoke going into New York City and how thick that was a couple of days ago. They had to cancel a Yankees game because the smoke was just so bad. Like smoking six cigarettes, or was it six packs of cigarettes? I don't remember. But it was bad. Worst air quality in the world. Colorado had the second worst at one point, I think. That was the lowest we had a handful of weeks back when we were being affected by the forest fires in Canada. And what this comes down to, the left is trying to make this all about climate change, that it is climate change and global warming that is causing these wildfires and the crisis there. But let's be real about this, that it comes down actually in the United States and up in Canada to forest management and terrible forest management. I was talking with an engineer yesterday who's part of a research group out in California that is working with native peoples up in California and Oregon in that neck of the woods that have expressed how they used to do wildfire prevention right. They would actually go in and they'd get rid of the bad, really the fuel for fires, and they knew how to do it. They were in touch with nature. It's what they do. That's how they've lived their lives for centuries. And then the all-knowing, all-powerful federal and state governments get in the way. They jump in. They interfere. And they prevent the appropriate kind of regular, everyday forest management, taking care of the environment, of nature, of the world that they value so much. They're obstructed by government. And what do you get? You get these fires. My good friend Keith Nobles has said on many an interview occasion where I've talked with him, he's a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, which has very similar views as far as nature and so forth, and he's a heavy camper and big time camper in the mountains of Colorado and Wyoming. And he says that now they have blocked off, particularly state government, has blocked off roads that normally folks with pickup trucks could go and get wood that really fuels fires, get the wood and put it into their trucks and go take it, use it as firewood. And yet now those roads are blocked off. So you can't take your truck and go collect that wood, which then just sits there ready to be fuel for these fires. It is kindling, waiting for any sort of fire to start. And then it spreads and becomes a massive wildfire. And it is because of terrible forest management, plain and simple. And yet they want to chalk it up to all of this is just climate change. And yet it makes the biggest difference, when you have significant improvements in, or really just go back to the way that they did forest management. That Native Americans would handle forest management on a regular basis themselves. And now we're hearing that the smoke from these wildfires is putting out significantly more carbon emissions out into the atmosphere than any of the regulations that they've proposed would scale back. So we're already seeing any sort of gains that they even hypothesize or theorize for reductions in carbon emissions, the supposed drivers of global warming, that reduction from regulations, the impact that would have positively as far as carbon reductions, has already been undone by these wildfires from Canada. Just think about that. Think about it that way. And then wonder, okay, why are they really wanting to hamper our economy dramatically across the globe? Why do they want to set up new rules and regulations across the globe when it's totally just going to be undone by even just wildfires, let alone all the economic harm that will happen, all the damage as far as higher energy prices, higher home heating costs? The list goes on. And yet, that's the society that they want and that they are pushing for. What do you make of it? What do you think this is really about? 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. We also have the Denver mayoral race, of course, this week. Mike Johnston besting Kelly Bruff by a pretty sizable margin. So that is quite something to look at and to consider, that these two people who made it to the final position, they were both supporters of stronger public safety in Denver. And that's what it really came down to. I'm going to go to a break here a moment early. And then here in just a few minutes, when we return, let's bring on the ambassador of soul, Biff Gore. He is nearby. We'll take a break, and then we'll have some fun. I've got my harmonicas. He's got his voice. Let's have a little fun right here at the Western Conservative Summit outside the Belco Theater at the Colorado Convention Center. Jimmy Sengenberger in for George Brockler here on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. Yes, indeed. Here again at the Western Conservative Summit, Jimmy Sengenberger here with you in for George Brockler on this Friday, June 9th. And, of course, I'll be here tomorrow morning as well from 6 to 9 for the Jimmy Sengenberger Show here on 710 KNUS, the Western Conservative Summit, sponsored by 710 KNUS, the official radio station, and of course put on by the Centennial Institute and Colorado Christian University. Someone who's on the board there and a fellow at the Centennial Institute. He's a pastor at Highline Community Church, a father of I think only seven kids.
Only seven.
And he got very far on season six of The Voice. Not only that, but he is known as the Ambassador of Soul, and you will get a good taste of that here in a moment. Dr. Biff Gore joins us here on 710 KNUS. Brother Biff, good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Always, always. So we're here at the Western Conservative Summit. It's slower in the morning. That's how things go, but it's going to be building up with some great stuff coming up, huh?
Yeah, but the thing I love about being here, whether it's early in the morning or later in the evening, is that we get an opportunity to come and talk to world famous 710 KNUS and Jimmy Jr.
That's right. You know, I always love Biff. For years and years, we have been having great times jamming. We do an annual New Year's Eve thing on my show, and we're going to make a little music here with just vocals and harmonica.
That's right.
Which is always a blast. We'll do that in a moment. But right now, we are at a very precarious point in time for our country.
I think so.
And for our state. How do you think we can find the strength to persevere and to continue to fight the good fight when things just seem so down and out far too often?
Well, I think the problem is we don't have a balance of power right now. Mm-hmm. But if things are cyclical, as they always are, we will see this. We will see a shift in power. I think people are starting to wake up from they've been asleep for the last, I would say, 4 to 6 years. And so people are really starting to get fed up with what's going on. And you're seeing, you know, I've never seen people on the right boycott things. You know, they just go along to get along. And now you're seeing people avoiding certain companies, and it's powerful when you have a voice and you can affect someone's stock by $10 billion. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, look, when we look at what's happening in this country, the important thing is to make sure that we are engaged, that we don't let the imbalance of power lead us astray.
Exactly.
To the point where we're just thinking, okay, all is lost. And especially when we're talking about school board races and city council races, the most local matters happening right this year.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Biff, I got a harmonica here. Yeah. E-flat, which means I play in the key of B-flat.
Come on now.
You've got that incredible Biff Gore voice. There's a reason why they call you the Ambassador of Soul, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, it is, and that's because of my love for music and my love for putting it down with a little soulful twist on it.
And you are going to be performing a bit this week.
I am. I'm going to be ready to perform in about 20 minutes.
Well, I appreciate you making a few minutes time to come on down here to the 710 KNUS booth right outside the Belco Theater at the Colorado Convention Center. What do you say? Let's do a little music.
Yeah, I love it, man. Come on. I got a feeling. I got a feeling. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Put your head high. It's gonna be all right. Got Jimmy Jr. blowing the harp, and you blow and blow and blow, you blow your blues away. It's gonna be all right. Oh, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Just hold your head high. And just hold your head high. Cause Jimmy Jr. gonna blow your blues away. One and one is two, two and two is four, four and four is eight. Don't you be too late. Come on down to the WCS 23. We're going to have ourselves a ball. We're going to have ourselves a ball. We're going to have ourselves a ball. Have ourselves a ball. Have ourselves a ball. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Thank you, Brother Biff Gore. Now, I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
While I have you, remind me, who are a couple of your big influences vocally?
Oh, my goodness. Probably my greatest influence was, I love the crooners. So Sam Cooke and then Luther Vandross.
Yeah, I mean, there's something so special and unique about a voice because it is an instrument we all have. But how you can accentuate and how you can use it without holding something in your hand. You play guitar as well, of course.
I do. Yes.
Guitar and singing. You do so simultaneously all the time, like you will be doing here in just a few minutes. But for me, I got to have this little harmonica. I do some vocals, but I got the harmonica in my hand. What is it about the voice that is always spoken to you so much vocally?
Well, it's the perfect instrument. And, you know, it's all, you know, if you... You can always tune it to be in pitch, right? And you can do different things with your voice. You can resonate. You can add reverb to it. You can add some chorus and even some delay if you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Just by using the different chambers in your head, the different sinuses in your head, and your head voice versus your chest voice. So it is the most incredible instrument that we have. And when you have nothing else, you still have a voice.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I'm reminded, as a big blues fan, blues traces back to the slaves on the plantations. And they didn't have much of anything because it was ripped away from them unjustly.
Well, it goes
but they
back
had
further
their voice.
Than that because it goes back to Africa.
Africa, absolutely.
With these free people that were singing in these 1-4-5 blues scales.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although when we think about it in sort of the American context, it's slaves on the plantation. They had all these things stripped away unjustly, vilely. But they had their voice.
They had their voice. And they could sing. And they could take these songs and they could lift themselves up. But they could. It was also the newspaper. Because you could talk about where you're going to have a meeting somewhere in the field where certain people didn't know where the meeting was going to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it was prayer meetings. A lot of times it was talking about how can we stick together. So, yeah, the voice is such a wonderful thing. And that's why as conservatives, we have to use our voices. We have to use our voices to speak for those who have no voice and to speak for those who whose voices have been shut down because, again, we're in a super minority right now as conservatives, but we have to use our voice because if you look at what's going on in the LGBTQIA community, they make up less than 1% of the population of the world, yet they have the largest voice. So when people tell me, we don't have a voice, oh, you have a voice. All you have to do is just open your mouth and use it, and don't be ashamed or afraid to speak out.
You know, I think that was a brilliant segue and a great way. I know you got to get behind stage, so appreciate it. And what a great note to wrap up with you on, Biff Gore.
Thank you so much, Jim.
The Ambassador of Soul.
710 KNUS.
Heading out here.
That's right. Come on down to WCS 23. We are having a blast down here, and it's going to be a great weekend.
All right. Brother Biff Gore joining us here. Take care, my friend. Good to see you.
Take us out with some harp. Come on.
Well, we still got a couple more minutes.
Oh, okay.
But before you go, I am going to play a little harp in the key of F sharp.
Come on. Hey. Ooh. Sometimes all you get to do is let out a guttural sound. When the blues is good to you.
Biff Gore, Ambassador of Soul, joining us here on 710KNUS at the Western Conservative Summit. See you later, brother.
See you, brother.
Jimmy Sling on stage.
All right, love you, brother.
Love you, too. Again, Biff Gore, Ambassador of Soul, joining us live and locally right here, again, at the Western Conservative Summit. He is about to head on stage and perform a bit in the Belco Theater right here at the Colorado Convention Center. Our telephone number, 303-696-1971. Jimmy Sangenberger filling in for George Brockler on this Friday, the 9th of June, leading into the Western Conservative Summit festivities happening now. We have, it looks like, a listener on the line who has been patiently waiting, 303-696-1971, Stephen in Denver. Stephen, you're on with Jimmy and for George. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'll tell you what. I'm 72 years old, and there's a lot of old Republicans rolling in their graves to hear the Western, this place here at the conservative event, and blues playing. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make another rock and roll reference here, or a musical reference. When it comes to the Denver mayor, see the new boss, same as the old boss. You know who wrote that lyric, right? The Who, right?
Yep. Great song. Yep.
So, can I tell you one quick thing about Chuck Berry? He started off being a blues player, and his dad walked him around the white part of town in St. Louis, and he said, "Do you hear that?" And Chuck's hearing it, you know, and he's hearing rock and roll. And so Chuck had to give up the blues to make some money playing the rock and roll. But the blues artist, Elmore James. I mean,
yeah.
That's the father that's of rock problem. And roll, not mm-hmm. freaking Elvis.
Well, you know, Elvis. Muddy Waters had a saying, and he had a song. It was the blues had a baby, and they called it rock and roll. And that's literally, literally what happened. I think when you said the you got old folks who are rolling over in their graves, I think they're grooving in their graves, actually, is more what you're getting at, Stephen.
Well, maybe, but you weren't around in the early 60s, and it was a nasty place, but we've come a long way. But I got to tell you what, man, when the new mayor-elect, the new boss, same as the old boss, he's got a little D in front of his name, and he says the other day on the radio, oh, yeah, one of the things I'll do to right off the top of my head to revitalize downtown is give free public transportation to people who work down there. That's the classic thing. Why doesn't he, if he would have just said, I will subsidize public transportation for workers down there. Now you're talking the truth. But free? I mean,
well, here, Stephen, let's be real, though. Here's what you need to be doing if you're mayor is clean up downtown. That's why people don't want to work or set up their businesses downtown. That's why you see so many shops just nearby at 16th Street Mall that have closed down, and restaurants. I hear the Hard Rock Cafe is closing down off 16th Street Mall. I mean, this is because of the rampant crime and a detrimental lifestyle that people are having increasingly downtown in Denver.
Us people in our 70s, we're too old to fight and too slow to run. I want to go down there. Mm. And, you know, it's really absolutely, completely beyond repair. This will never get better until it gets worse. And I guarantee you, would you want to put $5,000 on this bet? In 5 years from now, it's going to be the same thing. This mayor ain't going to change a damn thing. He felt the pulse, and he said, ooh, crime. Okay, yeah, I'm going to be tough on crime. No, he's not. No, he's not. It's a lie.
Unfortunately, I fear, Stephen.
It was a way to beat the other leftists.
Yeah, Stephen, unfortunately, I fear that you are right. My friend, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. 303-696-1971, our telephone number. Let's take a break. We'll come back with our final segment, Jimmy Sangenberger filling in for George Brockler today. We're live at the Western Conservative Summit. I'll be back here tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 with the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. We do have Deborah Flora from 3 to 4 at the summit and Stephen Tubbs from 4 to 7. So keep it here. Don't touch that radio dial unless you're coming in to the Western Conservative Summit. Jimmy in for George. News Talk 710 KNUS. Good morning. 15 minutes till 10 o'clock. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler today. Again, live from the Western Conservative Summit here at the Colorado Convention Center, right outside the Belco Theater, coming up later today, 3 to 4. Deborah Flora will be broadcasting live from the summit, and from 4 until 7, Stephen Tubbs will take over, and then I'm back in the morning from 6 until 9 right here on 710 KNUS with the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. And boy, is it going to be a great couple of days live at the summit. What have we got on tap? By the way, you can still get tickets, 710KNUS.com, the place to go. Among the speakers, Seth Dillon. He heads up the Babylon Bee. He's the CEO there. What a great answer to the Onion. Great answer to the Onion. Salem radio host Eric Metaxas. Tulsi Gabbard, the former congresswoman from Hawaii. Larry Elder and Governor Asa Hutchinson, former governor of Arkansas. Both candidates running for president of the United States. They'll be speaking, in fact, tomorrow morning after my show. I will be introducing Larry Elder at the summit. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. Riley Gaines, of course, former NCAA champion swimmer, who has been standing up for women's rights in sports, just really leading the charge there. And the list goes on. Of course, Colorado's own Lauren Boebert, Ken Buck, and Doug Lamborn. Right next door in Wyoming, Representative Harriet Hageman, who beat Liz Cheney last year. She will be speaking as well at the summit in the next day, today or tomorrow. Kristen Wagoner from Alliance Defending Freedom. The list goes on with some great folks who will be speaking today and tomorrow right here at the Western Conservative Summit. Our telephone number, 303-696-1971. Of course, the big news of the day that came out yesterday is that former President Donald Trump has been indicted on 7 counts related to or specifically concerning the classified documents, alleged classified, down at Mar-a-Lago. And this could be a significant issue. And I think Republicans, conservatives would be misguided to just brush it off entirely. These charges include willfully retaining national defense secrets in violation of the Espionage Act, making false statements, and a conspiracy to obstruct justice. Willfully is the key word. I was reading a little bit of an article from Andrew McCarthy, of course, the former federal prosecutor, also often on Fox, is with National Review, and he said that key word is willfully. If they can prove willfully, that's the key for the prosecutors in going after Trump in this regard. But one of the things that they have working for them in terms of evidence is an audio recording in which Trump acknowledged that he kept a classified Pentagon document about a potential attack on Iran and extensive notes from one of his lawyers about the investigation, people familiar with the matter have said. So this is not something to be taken too lightly. Now, of course, the former president has pronounced, in fact, in a video yesterday, 5 or 6 times, he insisted, I am an innocent man, I am an innocent person. Take a listen. Let's go to cut 9 here. This is Trump towards the end of his video insisting exactly that. Cut 9.
But it's called election interference. They're trying to destroy a reputation so they can win an election. That's just as bad as doing any of the other things that have been done over the last number of years, and especially during the 2020 election. So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again. And that's exactly what we did. But now, again, our country is in decline. We're a failing nation. And this is what they do. I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it. And here we go again. Very unfair. But that's the way it is. I just want to thank everybody.
Five or six times. He said, I'm an innocent man or I'm an innocent person. Just from a messaging standpoint, I don't think he sounded good in those 4 minutes. I don't think that repeating, I'm an innocent man, actually makes him look good. I don't know what advice he was getting or if he just thought, oh, I'm just going to speak. It didn't sound like it was off the cuff. It sounded like it was prepared remarks to me. I don't know. But we'll see what happens as this plays out. This is different from the Manhattan DA. That one was transparent from a local prosecutor gone rogue who transparently was playing politics, who transparently put forward an indictment based on things that are just, I mean, you look at this and no serious person looks at this and says, okay, this is worth indicting the former president on state charges. But when we look at the Mar-a-Lago and document situation, there's at least something there as far as a case to be made. Now, whether that's a strong case or not is a different story. But nevertheless, a case is a case. But here's the thing. The politics are what matters here in terms of this candidate running for president of the United States. And we've been saying it all morning. Is this a situation where Republicans will get fatigued, will be tired of Trump's legal troubles, where they're looking at DeSantis, they're looking at Mike Pence, maybe they're looking at Chris Christie, I doubt that, but at least Chris Christie will probably come in there and throw a few bombs and be Chris Kamikaze Christie. I hate to reference Van Jones, the left-wing guy over on CNN, but of course, sometimes, you know, he has some name, and I think that's probably the case. That name fits. Chris Kamikaze Christie is going to attack Trump, and he's got nothing to lose, so why not? But will Republicans get tired? That's a key question that we will most certainly be watching in the coming weeks and months ahead. I mean, I really think that what you are going to see here is a vibrant primary of Republicans. Trump is far from a shoo-in. I think there are people who are frustrated with the way that Donald Trump has conducted himself, who are frustrated with some of his antics from the perspective of looking at the Republican nominee. Who do they want as the Republican nominee for president? And look, in 2016, you had a lot of silent Trump's voters who were in the primary process, didn't want people to know that they were Trump supporters, primary and general. But they were. And they were the quiet Trump voters. Well, this time I think there is a crop of quiet anti-Trump voters in the Republican primary who want somebody fresher, who want somebody younger, who want somebody newer. Now, it could totally end up being Trump. Who knows? But I think that there is a growing contingent of folks who are looking at it and saying, okay, we need somebody younger. We need some new blood. That's the ticket to being successful in beating back whoever the Democrat is, whether that's Biden or if they get Biden out and they put somebody else in there as the nominee, which I would not write off by any stretch of the imagination. You could see a calculus made that it can't be Trump. But then again, Trump owns so much of the Republican Party. He's the power broker. He's the influencer. He is the person that so many Republicans look to and say, okay, this is the leader of our party. And so counting him out would be a fool's errand, just as much as counting him in definitively would be a wrong-headed move. But we will see what ends up happening moving ahead in the coming weeks and months. We're wrapping up here at the Western Conservative Summit. The 710 KNUS booth will be here, and the mic will go on again at 3 p.m. when Deborah Flora sits in the chair and hosts her show, followed by Stephen Tubbs from 4 until 7. Then tomorrow, 6 to 9, I'll be back in for the Jimmy Sengenberger Show, and I believe Deborah Flores filling in for Peter Boyles from 9 to noon. So if you don't catch her from 3 to 4 and you're here at the summit, you'll be able to tomorrow. Be sure to stop by and say hi when you see us at the Western Conservative Summit in the 710 KNUS booth, which is right outside the Belco Theater downtown at the Colorado Convention Center. And what a lineup we have here coming at the Western Conservative Summit. A lot of folks that will be speaking. Frank Gaffney is back. He's a mainstay at the Western Conservative Summit. You have country musician Kofi Anderson will be a lot of fun. Isabel Brown, Colorado's own Isabel Brown, Colorado's own Jenna Ellis will be speaking. Of course, members of Congress who are from Colorado, Ken Buck, Lauren Boebert tonight, and Doug Lamborn, all three members of Congress from Colorado who are Republicans, will be here. It's sad, though. You got 8 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, 2 seats in the U.S. Senate, and only 3, all of them in the House, held by Republicans. Talk about being down and out, and what a big disappointment that is. It just underscores the need to right the ship here in this state, and that's why the Western Conservative Summit, I believe, is very important every year, because it's a chance to re-energize, to connect, to network, to go see vendors that have different organizations that are doing good work in Colorado and all across the country, and of course, the great speakers, and I think happening right now or just about to happen, the Ambassador of Soul himself, Biff Gore, taking the stage. That'll be a lot of fun. Well, that is it for me today as we wrap up and wind down the program. Again, be sure to tune in 6 to 9 on the Jimmy Sengenberger Show tomorrow morning. I know on our lineup we have Cheryl Chumley coming over. She is the, opinion editor at the Washington Times. Live and local from the summit. Starts again soon with Deborah Flora at 3 and then Stephen Tubbs at 4. Have a great weekend. See you tomorrow. See you here at the 710 KNUS booth, the Western Conservative Summit. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.